This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Both houses of the federal parliament meeting today. Three bills to be tabled in lower house. Prime Minister Balendra Sar discusses development and good governance issues with lawmakers from Lumbini province. Labour Ministry orders full compliance with labour laws on minimum wage and social security. And U.S. President Donald Trump issues deadline for Strait of Hormuz. Iran rejects ceasefire proposal. Now the news in detail. Speaker of the House of Representatives Dol Prasad Arial has pledged to play a neutral and coordinating role to ensure equal treatment of all lawmakers. Addressing the House for the first time after assuming office, he called for cooperation from all sides to strengthen parliamentary practices and make the legislature an effective platform for performance. Meanwhile, lawmakers airing their views during a special hour of the House of Representatives yesterday have stressed the need to make Parliament a strong platform for amplifying citizens' voices. Members from both ruling and opposition parties called for unity beyond ideological differences to strengthen Parliament, governance and the democratic processes. Speakers highlighted the importance of addressing public concerns, warning that ignoring citizens' issues could lead to public backlash, especially in light of recent youth protest. Concerns were also raised over government decisions and policies. Lawmakers urged reconsideration of plans affecting students' unions, cautioning against authoritarian tendencies and called for concrete measures to tackle digital violence against women. Meanwhile, the House unanimously approved three ordinances related to voter list, House of Representatives election and the Nepal Special Service after no objections were recorded. The meeting also passed a condolence motion on the demise of former lawmaker Ramchandra Bhattarai. In addition, a 15-member committee has been formed to draft new regulations for the House with a 14-day deadline to complete its work under the Speaker's guidance. The Speaker also nominated members to the House's Management Consultative Committee. The House of Representatives is scheduled to meet again at 1 p.m. today. According to the tentative agenda, three bills are expected to be presented. The National Forensic Science Laboratory Establishment and Operation Bill 2081 Vikram Sambat, the Tourism Bill 2081 Vikram Sambat and the Cinema Bill 2081 Vikram Sambat. Similarly, National Assembly members have drawn the government's attention to a range of pressing national issues during yesterday's meeting. Speaking in the special hour, lawmakers have stressed the need to reject any narratives that justify attacks on state institutions and called for a fair investigation into recent movements, urging the state to act responsibly. They also expressed support for good governance and positive change, while noting that weak implementation has prevented citizens from fully benefiting from constitutional rights. Meanwhile, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Sobhita Gautam on behalf of Prime Minister Balendra Shah presented the annual report of the Indigenous Nationalities Commission for the fiscal year 2025-26. The meeting also unanimously endorsed a condolence motion on the passing of former National Assembly member Ramchandra Bhattarai and observed a minute of silence in his memory. Likewise, Leela Kumari Bhandari of the CPN-UML has been elected unopposed as Vice Chairperson of the National Assembly with support from all major parties. National Assembly Chair Narayan Prasad Dahal announced her election and extended congratulations. The National Assembly is scheduled to meet again at 1:15 p.m. today. Prime Minister Balendra Shah held discussions with lawmakers from Lumbini province at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers yesterday, focusing on development priorities and governance issues. The meeting discussed programs for the current fiscal year, along with long-term plans in infrastructure, agriculture, tourism, health, education and social sectors. Responding to the concerns, the Prime Minister pledged to address the issues raised on a priority basis. The discussion is part of a series of province-wise consultations being held by the Prime Minister with elected lawmakers. Finance Minister Sorim Waghle has said the government has not taken any harsh measures that would create fear among small investors in the share market. Speaking at an interaction with the Society of Economic Journalists Nepal, CJON, he clarified that the government maintains a clear and stable policy and has no intention of targeting small investors or disrupting the market, and urged investors not to panic over short-term market fluctuations, expressing confidence in long-term improvement. Separately, the government has decided to significantly reduce fuel facilities provided to public officials and government offices in a bid to control expenditure and address the ongoing fuel challenges. According to the Ministry of Finance, the move is part of the austerity measures introduced through a revision of the work operation directives. President Ramchandra Paudil has urged the Non-Resident Nepalese Association, NRNA, to encourage investment in Nepal and help harness the country's economic potential. During a meeting with newly elected NRNA representatives at Sital Nivas yesterday, the president highlighted key sectors such as hydropower, tourism, agriculture, infrastructure, information technology, education and health as major areas for investment. On the occasion, NRNA Chair Dr. Hemraj Sharma briefed the President on the organization's activities and future plans. The Ministry of Communications and Information Technology has approved a 10-point reform action plan aimed at strengthening digital governance and making public service delivery more efficient, transparent and citizen-friendly. The plan focuses on integrating government services through Nagarik app, expanding postal services as a government courier, and improving telecommunication systems. Meanwhile, a delegation of the Federation of Nepali Journalists, FNJ, held talks with Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Bikram Timal Sinha, regarding a recent government directive on advertisements. The FNJ expressed concern over the decision to publish and broadcast government advertisements only through state-owned media, urging reconsideration and greater transparency. In response, the minister said the move was intended to curb misuse of advertisement funds and prevent middlemen from benefiting while assuring support for working journalists and addressing their genuine concerns. The Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security has urged all employers to fully comply with provisions related to minimum wage and social security as mandated by the Labour Act 2074 Bikram Sambat and prevailing laws. In a statement issued, the ministry warned that legal action will be taken against those denying workers their entitled facilities, including minimum wage, allowances, provident fund and insurance. In the meantime, the Department of Foreign Employment has initiated the process to amend the Foreign Employment Act 2007 to address ongoing challenges and improve regulation in the sector. According to Director General Meera Acharya, the proposed amendments have been submitted to the Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security and aim to reduce fraud, ensure justice for victims and make services faster and more transparent. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update.
Daddy India jani, mummy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ विथ द इन्टरनेशनल न्यूज अपडेट U.S. President Donald Trump has warned that Iran's power plants and bridges could face complete demolition within hours if the Strait of Hormuz is not fully reopened by Tuesday evening Washington time. According to the BBC, speaking at the White House, Trump described Iran's response to a U.S. ceasefire proposals as significant but not good enough, while expressing hope that Iranian leaders were negotiating in good faith. Iranian military officials rejected temporary ceasefire offers, instead demanding a permanent end to the conflict and lifting of sanctions. The conflict has intensified in recent days, with U.S. and Israeli attacks killing at least 34 people across Iran, while Iranian missiles and drones have targeted key sites in Gulf countries. Regional mediators, including Pakistan, Turkey, and Egypt, are engaged in talks, but progress is hampered by communication challenges. The international community continues to monitor the situation closely, with tensions remaining high ahead of the Tuesday deadline. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions in the hilly and Himalayan regions, while partly cloudy conditions is likely in the remaining areas. There is a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions and at one or two places in the Tarai of Kosi province. Likewise, the division also recorded light rainfall yesterday evening in several parts of the country due to the partial influence of westerly and local winds across the country. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are expected to range from 14 to 16 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 28 and 30 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Both houses of the federal parliament meeting today, three bills to be tabled in lower house. Prime Minister Balendra Sar discusses development and good governance issues with lawmakers from Lumbini province. Labour Ministry orders full compliance with labour laws on minimum wage and social security. And US President Donald Trump issues deadline for Strait of Hormuz, Iran rejects ceasefire proposal. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and for online. And for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.